Before I begin tonight, first want to congratulate you. You made it to the manger. You're here tonight. I know tonight can be a night of frustrations trying to find the parking spot, getting in here and seeing how full it is, how many people are wanting to come encounter Christ the Lord Jesus. And maybe, you know, your part of your family is over at St. Rita's at the Overflow Mass. But it's a night for us to celebrate despite these things and just to enjoy the great beauty that comes out of hardship, the great beauty that comes out of God's beautiful plan to bring his son into the world in humility. So we come tonight as a people of God to rejoice in that. And the great joy of being able to do that, all united here this evening. So we're gathered to celebrate the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, the Savior of the world. As we hear in our gospel passage today, behold, the virgins shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. This is the beauty of what we celebrate tonight, the incarnation, God becoming man, God becoming one with us, and in doing so, lowering himself to the brokenness of our life in order to raise us up into the light of eternal life, claiming us as his beloved sons and daughters, claiming a world that has been enslaved by sin, claiming us who have been lost sheep, the good shepherd coming tonight to claim us as his own. This is what the word Emmanuel speaks to our hearts tonight. God is with us. Rejoice. The Savior has come. Now, this title of Jesus, Emmanuel, sums up for us God's plan from the ancient times. We hear about that constantly throughout Advent. All these prophets talking about the coming of the Messiah who will come to revolutionize the world. Tonight, we recall the truth that God, tonight, and for all days to come, revolutionizes our heart if we but receive him as the king of our life. Tonight we give thanks for the plan of God that has been announced through the patriarchs and prophets through the Old Testament, who spoke through them and prophesied that he would liberate his people Israel from their oppressors and establish them as a people of God underneath God the Father of love. As Saint Paul tells us, the God of Israel chose our ancestors and exalted the people during their sojourn in the land of Egypt. With uplifted arm, he led them out of it. Then he removed Saul and raised up David as king. Of him he testified, I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will carry out my every wish. From this man's descendants, God, according to his promise, has brought to Israel a Savior, Jesus. So this amazing plan of salvation, we hear about the ancient prophets speaking about how God, since the beginning of time, through the line of David, the good, just king, is bringing about Jesus, the Savior of the world. Tonight we heard the gospel passage read by the deacon where we hear this account of Joseph receiving the dream to take Mary into his house, to take Mary to Bethlehem so that they can receive this Savior that God has brought to the world. But there's a part before that that we didn't read tonight, which is basically the genealogy of Jesus, which talks about how Jesus is the fruit of all these men, all these generations before him, from Joseph, leading back to King David, leading back all the way to Abraham, our father in faith. And the profound mystery of God's plan working through the generations of humanity to save us. Generations that, like us today, are broken. You know, we come tonight as sons and daughters of God, as families, as husbands and wives, as a priest, that are broken, that are in a world of darkness, in need of a Savior. We stand with the poor shepherds tonight, crying out to God for a Savior to be born unto us. We're going to hear during the readings during the midnight mass tonight how the angel comes to the shepherds in the field, saying, rejoice, a Savior has been born to you. In Bethlehem, he will be called Savior of the world, and he has been born to you for the salvation of all men. That is the promise of God, the message of joy that we celebrate as a broken people in a world of darkness in need of the light of hope in our life, the light of Bethlehem, the star that guides us to the Savior's birth. So we're celebrating this fulfillment of God's plan throughout the generations of humanity that comes through Jesus, the Savior of the world. And it's interesting how God chooses to come to his people. He chooses, as we hear today, he comes through the poor. We hear him coming through the angels to the shepherds who are tending their flock in the fields. These men who tended their flocks very close to Bethlehem were very much considered the poorest of the poor. These are kind of almost like the peasants or the vagabonds of the Jewish times. You know, they have to live with their sheep, you know, in the smelly muck of the earth, watching over them at night. And these are the men, these are the people that God chooses to announce the good news. We hear this amazing word from the angel tonight as he speaks to the shepherds. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, my Lord. He has come to save all people and to restore humanity back to God, its Father. And it's interesting, the shepherds, immediately after hearing this message from the angel, they decide, let us go in haste to find out about this child that the Lord has spoken to us. The shepherds respond in their poverty, awaiting this joyful Savior that's coming to them. In the same way, we're called tonight and we're gathered here in this beautiful evening of praise and thanksgiving to rejoice as the shepherds did and to go to the small stable where is born to us Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. It's interesting, as the angel comes to the shepherds, what happens afterwards? All of a sudden, the scriptures tell us that a multitude of angels showed up praising God. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to people of goodwill. Tonight, we're the people of goodwill who have come gathered to receive this Savior who is born to us, just like the shepherds. We rejoice tonight in this beautiful, powerful witness of God's love for all humanity, that he chooses to save us in the midst of our sin, in the midst of the darkness of this world. It's interesting, in the scriptures, there's only a couple times that a multitude of angels shows up. We hear about it tonight, on the night of Jesus' birth, and then every other time it's mentioned, it's either like a vision of a prophet who's seeing heaven, or it's in Revelation where we actually see God in his glory, surrounded by all the angels praising God, surrounding him, and in these same words, giving glory to God. What does that mean? That means that this is the one time in humanity where these angels are bearing witness to the coming of the King, that God, who's coming into the world, is the same God who reigns in heaven, in his glory, in his power, and whose power has the ability to save you and to save me, and to save us in all the places of our life where we walk in darkness. All of us come tonight bearing burdens, asking that Jesus would awaken our hearts to the gift of his salvation, to have hope that God loves us enough to save us and to call us his beloved sons and daughters. We're with the shepherds tonight, asking for the grace to have that hope. And we come as a people tonight to give praise and glory to God that he's done that in each of our lives, that he's done that in the lives of our families tonight, in us as a people of God, that even though we walk in the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil because the Lord has chosen to save us, to bring his son into our life, to save us from our sin. It's a beautiful thing we witness tonight and ask for the grace to celebrate, not only tonight, but that this reality of the gift that Jesus comes into our life today would be part of our life from this day for the rest of the year, for the rest of our life, that we would carry the Christ child within us. It's interesting, when we hear in Revelation and in all these parts of the gospel about the angels surrounding God's throne, they're giving glory to God in who he is as the Savior. He's worthy of being enthroned. And in the same way tonight, as all the angels surround Bethlehem, surround this tiny, weak, broken, humble throne of the cradle where Jesus is born, God asks that in our hearts we create a throne for Jesus. And that each and every day of our life, our own life would be a place where we rejoice, honoring Jesus who's in our heart, giving praise with the angels, rejoicing in the gift that we've received, and allowing it to permeate every part of our life, that we become a witness that we're a beloved son and daughter of God, that God loved us enough to give his only begotten son for our salvation. So So we ask for that grace tonight to rejoice, to make our hearts ready, to make a throne for the Savior who desires to save us as a people. We ask for the grace to rejoice as a people saved from the darkness, people God has chosen as his own. We ask this in Jesus' name, amen.